So happy to have another episode of All Saints Today podcast. And I have two very special folks who are going to be sharing some information with us regarding the Canton Black Assistance Foundation. And I'm so happy to have Fran Ransom, as well as Zutali Wuyambu. These are folks who are really concerned about the literacy rates, literacy report performance of our children. And I'm also happy to be a part of this organization as well. Well, folks, we're gonna dive right in. And the first question that I have is, maybe I'll direct this to Zutali. Zutali, what was your motivation for starting this organization? And maybe if you could describe a little bit about the Canton Black Assistance Foundation.
Well, actually, I think we got inspired to create something in the winter of 74, when the Victory Square apartments were under, in a sense, siege, which have a lot of broken pipes and a lot of folks not able to move out because of the financial concerns. But the Victory Square part was just an embarrassment to our community that such a disaster could happen. It is still going on, despite being all the tents are gone, but it's still going on. And it just kind of like stuck in my craw, so to speak, that the inability of our community, especially the Black community, to help those residents move out to safer accommodations. The second one was when Frank Tyson was killed. When that happened, there was the typical community response. We were mad. We protested. Then, other than it actually happened, there was no really response from our community as how to help the family. Al Sharpton had to help pay their funeral expenses. So those two incidents kind of like sparked my desire to say, hey, we need to do more for our community to help each other.
Okay. Okay. So that was...
It eventually evolved into what we have today.
Yes.
But that was the impetus of how it all started.
Okay. Okay. That was the some of the primary causes that you embraced to start. Actually, you are the founder of this organization. And I know as of recently, the foundation has put forth a program, the Breakfast and Books Program. And I think this is such a wonderful effort. And maybe Fran could provide some details of what that program provides to the community.
Yeah, the Books and Breakfast Program met every month to provide reading support for, we were initially thinking third to fifth grade, 3-year-olds to 5-year-olds. And it sort of developed itself. You know, we got young people that were younger and older. We also had people of varying disabilities. So we had children with autism participate. So the Books and Breakfast Program, I think we have now, maybe 7 locations that we work with.
And six locations.
Six locations. And the pastors participated in and allowed people to come in some of the locations they cooked. Others, they had a continental-type breakfast, and they provided books and reading materials. We've had some fantastic volunteers who came up with themes to encourage young people to read. And we all know that if they don't pass their third grade reading, they will be retained in their grades. And then we know the statistics on that, how many children will actually graduate if they are retained too many times. And so we took it upon ourselves to say it's our responsibility to encourage young people to read.
So the children, they come to the site, mm-hmm. and if you could detail, they receive a breakfast. you know, if we could go through a typical bed, breakfast and books Saturday, because it's on Saturdays, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you could provide some explanation of that.
Well, I think we were basically trying to first register, and we let it be free flowing after a while and let as many young people come as that wanted to participate. When they came in, especially at our site, we were at Mount Zion. We had one person that was just absolutely wonderful, Miss Ramsey, who coordinated our site and created the theme and allowed the young people to participate and say what they learned. They would read a book, and then they would be given questions on what they learned. And so it was, they were very enthusiastic. And then in order to encourage them, we gave them something to eat. Everybody loves to eat something. So they love the snacks. And for those who participated, there were also a treasure box or prizes at the end to encourage them to continue. You could see the changes in the young people because somebody was actually paying attention to them.
You mentioned the locations. What are the locations where you have the program?
Our six locations, the first one, site one, we call it site one, is the Total Living Center, located in the southwest part of town. Site two is Zion's Temple on 7th and Gibbs. It's the old Antioch Church, Zion's Temple. And site three is Union Baptist Church on Cornelia, northeast. Then we have Jesus Speaks, site four, which was on McKinley Avenue and 12th Street, Jesus Speaks Ministry. And site five is St. Paul AME on East Tuscarawas, right across the street from Nancy's Beauty Salon. And the sixth site is Mount Zion, which is next door to the Southeast Community Center, Pastor Presley's church.
I think that's so wonderful. You have it in different areas of the city, and the churches have opened their doors to such a program where you can reach a diverse demographic in the city of Canton. So right now, this program is on a summer break, correct?
Yes.
And so when is the first Saturday that it will resume?
We're going to start back up September 20th.
That's a Saturday, September 20th.
Yes.
And that's the first Saturday of every month during the school year, correct?
Well, we were going the first Saturday of the month initially, but we're going to change that to dropping the program lower in the month. So, the third ideally is the last Saturday of the month. That's our ideal site time. But right now we're going to move away from the first Saturday and go to the later Saturdays of the month.
Okay. And at what time does that start? What time will it start on the fourth Saturday?
11 o'clock. All sites will start at 11 o'clock and end about 12:30, 12:45. From 11 to 11:30 is actual breakfast. We could chit-chat with the parents and the kids. And then we do breakout sessions after breakfast, where we separate the kids and the parents into different breakout groups.
So that's basically a two-hour block where they're receiving a breakfast and then they're receiving reading instruction.
Correct.
I think that's an awesome program. And I think what's so wonderful about it is that is community-based. And we have some great folks who are really committed to this program. Andrea Ramsey, she was mentioned. Who are some of the other folks who are working at these sites?
I would say that we have some very skilled individuals, very learned individuals, and they come from diverse backgrounds. We have you, of course, and we have the pastors, oh my goodness, because they are so in tune to the communities. We have Pastor Walter Moss. We have Pastor Daryl Parker. We have Dolores Presley and Miss Betty Smith, and she's, everybody knows her from the Enrichment Arts Center. Bruce Bradley, Andrea Perry, we know her civic work for the city of Canton, Stefan King. We, Chandra Robinson, Akbar, he's very familiar in the community. Sheila Hurd, Yolanda Jackson, and I could just go on and on, because that's the most surprising thing, being in Books and Breakfast. You have participation from adults. And that is phenomenal. And it's hard to get people out to participate in anything, but these people are committed. And they've demonstrated that, you know, it was the winter time, rain, sleet, snow, they came out. One or two or 25, they came out. So we have some dynamic people in Books and Breakfast.
How has the community supported this program?
There are money-wise, they've supported. Food-wise, they've supported. Getting the prizes and the necessary books. We had one lady that she even spoke Spanish, and she volunteered a whole tub full of Spanish-speaking books on an elementary level to even introduce another language. And a lot of these things were done out of their pocket. You know, and they brought extra. So if you said you wanted to have something for that breakfast, they brought it, you know, willingly, you know. So again, I said, very phenomenal. I'm so proud to be a part of it, because, you know, people dream of having people care. And people in Books and Breakfast have demonstrated that they care about our young people.
I remember what really struck me. We had a meeting, and I'd like to mention Betty Smith for how she has opened her doors of the Enrichment Center, where we can have our meetings, which is wonderful. But I remember we were having one meeting, and Jeff Talbert, Superintendent of Schools, Kansas City Schools, made a presentation. And some of the challenges that the district has encountered in terms of getting our children up to par in terms of the literacy performance. And if you all could just talk about that presentation that Superintendent Jeff Talbert had shared with us at that meeting.
So, John?
Well, I took away from the meeting with Superintendent Talbert that our schools have a great challenge. You know, the kids, some of the kids are doing really well, but a lot of the kids are really behind in terms of grade levels. And parents have to get more involved. And they're looking for volunteers to come out and help support the kids. And that's going to be challenging. That's definitely going to be challenging. We're trying to figure out how we can help in that capacity. But I think that his attitude is he's reaching out to the community. He's asking for help. And that's unusual for a lot of superintendents, that they think that maybe things can be done in-house. And Talbert is saying, no, we need the community involved. We need help from everybody. And that's refreshing to see it here.
Fran?
Mr. Talbert also brought out that if we need facilities, he's willing to open buildings for us. If we needed to be trained to meet the curriculum that the students need in order to pass third grade reading, he's willing to train us to implement the standards that are needed for them to pass. Again, that is so excellent that he's willing to open the doors. He's giving us the buildings, and he's willing for us to train. And I'm one of those that is absolutely willing to be trained to meet the curriculum of the school, so that we can give them something that is viable, that will help them. And it helps us be more professional as a group, more focused as a group. So that is phenomenal support, you know, when the school system is backing, you know, our little organization. That's outstanding.
Well, looking to the future, what are some of the, I'm going to focus in on Zutali for this, what are some of the future hopes for the Canton Black Assistance Foundation?
Well, at this point, we want to strengthen the Books and Breakfast program. We have 6 great churches that we're having as our sites. But when we get additional support, funding, we want to slowly expand to 9 churches. But our ultimate goal is to go to 16 sites. We have 4 sites in every quadrant of the city. Wow. Then we think we're really making a dent in some of the struggles our kids are having. So that's our short-term goal, to expand to 9 sites and eventually expand to 16 sites. Once we accomplish that, I think we can start looking in other areas that we could be effective in the community. We're not going to just stick with one particular issue, but right now we definitely want to strengthen our Books and Breakfast program, because working with our kids and reading is extremely important. Extremely important.
What I love about this, this program is the fact it's part of the education process that takes place out of the classroom.
Yes.
And that is such a boost for academic performance for children. And I remember growing up myself, how my mother would take time out to go over my number facts, those types of things. Because it's very interesting. I read this book by Janice Hale Benson, and she talks about the learning styles of different cultures and how different peoples learn differently. And when you consider learning or the education system in the United States, she states that African-American males are last on the list in terms of benefiting from this style of education in this country. And so looking back on that, how my mother jumped in and helped me, then I was able to move forward. And so I'm thinking about that kind of experience as a child, and how Canton Black Assistance Foundation, with this learning style outside of the classroom in a community setting, where those learning styles can flourish, I believe it equips the students, so when they go back into the classroom, they have the tools. This is from my own personal experience. Each one of you can talk about this. They have the tools that they have gained outside the classroom, and then they can compete in the classroom, because then they can adapt to a different type of teaching style. And I see that parallel. As we're talking, it occurred to me, and I see that parallel, what Canton Black Assistance is doing with our children outside the classroom, and then they will be equipped to compete. Because really, all you need is that one intervention that someone just taking time out with that student. And I never forget, my mother, she would call me into the dining room, and Good Times was coming on. And I wanted to watch Good Times, and she held me in the dining room for the whole time that Good Times was on the air. And so I couldn't watch it, but that was a turning point for me, that she did those number facts, multiplication, addition, subtraction. And that was a key turning point. Maybe you all can talk about how this Breakfast and Books program can be the turning point for a lot of children.
So tell him.
Well, for sure, Pastor, I think that you hit the nail right on the head, because the idea is that these kids get to be around very positive people. As our site coordinators and our volunteers, they're all just wonderful people, authors. And you never know what will spark a young person's mind by meeting someone like Fran, meeting someone like Betty Smith, meeting Pastor Allen. You just don't know what a few words of encouragement can do for a child who may not be getting that encouragement at home or in school. But when they come to the breakfast program, we're going to constantly encourage children every time they're there, that you can be more than what you are. We expect more from you, and we expect positive results from you. Because we know reading is something I think people take for granted. If kids can't read, they're going to struggle in school. They're going to act up in school. They're not going to graduate. And I did some research. I saw that 60% of the people in prison, in Ohio prisons, did not graduate from high school. 60% of them. That tells you, if we don't get kids reading, the future looks kind of bleak. So we're going to help do everything we can to get more and more kids reading and passing the state examinations and doing well in school and graduating on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fran? It brings back, I've done a lot of intervention work because my background was middle education. So working with young people and trying to encourage them to learn is, I love when I had success with a student and they were able to graduate from school. I've got a classic person that I was sent over to Fearless High School through R.G. Drage. And this young man never finished the 9 weeks. And when I got him, you know, one of the teachers said, he doesn't deserve to graduate. And that hurt my heart, because I said, how can you condemn a child to poverty, knowing what it means to graduate from school? And honestly, I work with him and gave him false dates when his assignments were supposed to be due. He got those assignments in ahead of time. That lady was so upset that he walked across the stage and he graduated. And it just took somebody coming in and saying, I don't care about your bravado. I don't care how tough you are. I get it. But you know what? You're going to get this work and you're going to get it done. And to this day, he is he's gone on and done wonderful things. And I know what it can do. And so, and the one thing I wanted to say was that I don't know if it was the superintendent that brought out how they planned their jails based on the students that cannot read and don't pass their third grade reading test. And, you know, I've been one that had to do the OGT and all of those things to try to help people pass and get through. But it's serious business. And it's serious for our young people if we don't understand that people are counting on you in ways that we don't even want to think about if you don't pass your reading and learn how to read. I was just totally shocked. I'm like, oh yeah, well, they can figure out who is going to be their criminal and they build accordingly. Shocking.
So I really believe that this is going to impact some children, already has actually. And I pray that it's a program that continues to reach out to the community and touch children's lives. Another critical piece about this is when they come to these sites, that I like the fact they're in churches. Yeah. Of course, I'm going to be biased with that. In the sacred places, and in those places, there's support and there's love. Love is a critical component with what our children need to academically compete. A lot of people don't look at it that way, but it is a competition. It mm-hmm. really is a competition. Okay. And mm-hmm. our children must be positioned to compete. Mm-hmm. Well, Fran Zutali, I want to thank you for this time. Discussing this Canton Black Assistance Foundation.
Our pleasure.
And the Breakfast and Books program. Thank you very much for your time. And maybe through this podcast, maybe some other folks would like to volunteer. Zutali, is there some contact information you could provide for folks if they want to get in touch with you to volunteer or to provide financial support?
Sure. They can contact us through our website. Our email is CantonBlackFoundation@gmail.com. That's CantonBlackFoundation@gmail.com. They can call also at 330-949-2370. But the best way to contact us is through our email at CantonBlackFoundation@gmail.com. Send us a message. We'll respond as fast as we can. We're looking for new members and new supporters and donations from time to time. Yes.
Could you provide that telephone number once more? Once again, sure. I should say.
Sure. Our number is 330-949-2370. That's 330-949-2370. If someone's interested in being a member, volunteering, or just having some type of small role, give us a call.
Well, there you have it, folks. You have two concerned individuals in the community who have forged a new organization to impact our children. Moving forward, please go to allsaintstemple.org. We have podcasts, sermons, Bible studies, all those things to help you with your walk with the Lord. Blessings to each and to every one of you.